Renewable energy plays a big role in Copenhagen's plans to become the world's first carbon-neutral city. And a wonderful way to see the city and learn more about its green credentials is to join Helena Hjordland of Green Energy Tours on a cycle tour around the city.
Wind plays a very big role in our energy strategy to become carbon-free in 2050. And today, 28% of our electricity consumption is covered by wind. It is the biggest implementation of wind in the system in the world.
Do you think Copenhagen is particularly well positioned to use wind? Is it something to do with your history or legacy or something like that, which makes it sort of a bit easier to take that much wind power?
First of all, it has to do with we are a flat country, so it almost always blows here. And then there's also a little bit of history, because the first wind park was actually built in 1991. And it was in Vindeby, which means the city of wind, actually. And since then, although it wasn't much compared to the wind parks today, this was nevertheless a breakthrough. And then we have continued to work on, you know, Vestas, and we have to continue to work in this field and have seen that it's a very good field to be in. Actually, 9 out of 10 wind turbines all over the world today are Danish or based on Danish technology. So we're quite good in this area.
This is something that we often see is these big turbines that are obviously generating electricity for lots of people to use. What about on a much smaller scale? Do people have their own little mini wind turbines in their back gardens or on their houses, or is that not something that Danes are embracing?
No, I don't think so. But we have seen, not far away from where I live, a big company has put a turbine in their backyard, so to speak, which provides electricity to the company. So I think companies with a green profile tend to use wind energy also, among other solutions, of course, renewable solutions. But I think you never know. But it has to be another concept, not normal turbines as we know them now. That won't work. I'm sure it won't work.
And what about solar? Is that something that's happening on a smaller scale?
Solar has become very popular in Denmark. It's also popular globally, and this has affected Denmark as well. And they thought just a couple of years ago that this would be popular, but no one could imagine that 40,000 installations by this year would be a reality. That's amazing for Denmark. It's a lot. So it's very popular here.
And is that something also that the city itself has embraced?
Yes, exactly, because now it's possible to use solar panels for almost everything, and the municipality of Copenhagen has renewed all their parking machines, so now they are all powered by solar energy. 2,000 parking machines in all of Copenhagen.
And are there some examples of big sort of showcase buildings where they've really taken green on board?
We have the National Theatre, which is a new building from 2008. And this is a very interesting building, built by Danish architects, has very many interesting technical solutions installed. It's lying next to the harbour of Copenhagen, and it uses the seawater to cool down the building instead of electricity, which is quite clever. And it also uses the excess heat from the audience to reheat the building the next day, because it's possible to store the heat in thermoactive pipes underneath. And I think we will see lots of new buildings with these technical solutions in the future.
That seems like in Copenhagen there are lots of large-scale things. So there are the turbines, there are these big buildings, and there's the waste-to-energy plant and so on. What about individually? Do Copenhageners think of themselves as being green? Do they try and be green, or do they let the municipality get on with it, but they kind of carry on living their own lives in the normal way?
That's a very good question, I think, and I'm not sure how to answer it. We hear about the goals and the ambitions of our government, and of course everybody gets affected by these goals. But I kind of believe that people continue to live their lives. A little example, for instance, sorting our waste. Not many people do that in Denmark. And so, you know, the nudging phenomenon, and it means to push people gently in the right direction, and in this case, in the right green direction. But it means that you should be conscious and aware of your own actions. But we know you can't save the planet alone. That's impossible. But you can do take little tiny steps in the right direction. For instance, instead of taking the car to the baker Sunday morning, you should use your bike. But I believe that we need to be more conscious, and we all have to participate and be aware of our own carbon footprint. And this is why this is so nice for me, because Denmark has a green story to tell, and I am very pleased with the fact that I can tell that story in an hopefully interesting way, because in order to be able to get people to know more about these things, because it's rather important.
That's Helena Jødland, founder of Green Energy Tours in Copenhagen. For more information, visit greenenergytours.eu.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.